everyone, and welcome into another edition of the Talking Puck Podcast. Tom Callahan and Mike Haynes here with you. Don't miss our Talking Puck TV show, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, live every Sunday night on Twitch and on YouTube. We always take your questions in the chat. We love your comments. Appreciate you being here and listening to the podcast as well. If you have any thoughts, you have a topic for us, you want to reach out, you can also look for our Talking Puck Discord. The link is in my Twitter bio, at Callahan on Air. Mike is at BusterTheDog33 on Twitter. And Mike, this is a topic we've been kind of batting around for a couple of weeks, but now I feel like we really have to talk about it, because Alex Ovechkin is now getting to a point, and honestly, I was not sold on this, but now that I'm starting to do some of the math, I'm beginning to maybe inch a little closer to buying into the possibility that Alex Ovechkin could surpass Wayne Gretzky as the NHL's all-time leading goal scorer. I know that you've brought this up from time to time. I understand looking at, and you know what, if he hadn't had the season he's having right now, he's at 26 goals right now, tied for the league lead. He's tied for the league lead in points. And he's played essentially half the year. He can get to 50 goals. If he does get to 50 goals, he'll be 80-something-ish, maybe 90 goals away. Two more 45-goal seasons, and he's there. And that's a crazy realization to me. But, all right, convince me. I got my hand in my wallet. Now make me take the money out and buy that Alex Ovechkin's going to make this happen.
Well, my interest was piqued when I read the article that Bruce Boudreau, the new coach for Vancouver, who coached Ovechkin in Washington for several years, said that he thinks that it's going to happen. And Boudreau, well, he knows Ovechkin, certainly knows the game, been around a long time, seen it all. If he believes it, that's at least enough for me to think, well, could that really happen? And, you know, Ovechkin, unfortunately for him, he's lost time through lockouts, through strikes. A whole season was lost because of a lockout. So he really has, had a tougher time of it than Gretzky. And then a couple other things you put into it. How much better the goaltending is now, tougher to score goals. And the other thing is Ovechkin, tough guy. With Gretzky, he had a lot of protection. He had his McSorleys and Cementkos, guys who were going, hey, you're not even going to touch this guy. He's going to get to do whatever he wants on the ice. No one gets to touch him. Ovechkin doesn't have that. And the other thing is, you know he's setting up in that faceoff circle on the power play. You just know he's going to be there. How in the world does he score so many goals from there? I just think, while Gretzky would have to be considered the greatest player ever, I'm ready. I can't even believe I'm saying this, Tom. I'm ready to say Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL. And As we are talking about this, what is he, 138 behind Gretzky? Is that right?
Yes. So as of our taping, he sits at 756 goals.
Okay. So he'll come up short of 800. Now, the guy who is second behind Gretzky, what is Hal, right, at 801?
Right.
So I don't think Ovechkin this year it's going to get to 800, but can I just say this? The one thing that might prevent me from taking your money out of your wallet is, I don't know what it is. I've seen it so many times about goal scorers, Tom, when it stops, it stops.
Right.
It's, you don't know why. The guys are still doing the same things. They're still trying. They're still working. They're still practicing hard. I don't know what it is about goal scoring, but when it dries up, it is done. So that's the only thing I could say. If he stays healthy and wants to break this record, and by all appearances he does, he's determined to do it. But boy, if that goal scoring dries up, that to me is the only reason he's not going to be able to do it.
Here are some interesting numbers kind of behind this, Mike, as I look. Jágr is 10 goals in front of him at 766. Right. So he's going to pass Jágr this year. Mm-hmm. But Jágr did that in 1,733 games, where Ovechkin is 1,236 games.
Wow.
And now you have Gordie Howe at 801, 1,767 games played. Gretzky's 894 came in 1,487 games. So that's about 250 games more, 251 to be exact, than Ovechkin has played. Can Alex Ovechkin score 140 goals in 250 games? Could he even match Gretzky's pace of scoring? That is another interesting question to me. No doubt when he finishes, even if he doesn't quite catch Gretzky, but is in front of Howe, he will have done so in far less games. I don't know that Ovechkin's going to play another 500 games. I don't know if he gets in that 1,700 neighborhood, but
I wouldn't think so.
If he did, then perhaps, you know, if he's driven to play that long, he stays healthy, whatever. You know, he could pass Gretzky by a decent amount, and really maybe get to 900,
wow,
950, who knows? But just to be able to, over the next 250 games, even to match Gretzky's pace, even to be close to Gretzky's pace, the only other guy who really did it that way was Brett Hull. And I know we don't talk about Hull a lot, but another guy who would set up shop on the far dot, on the power play, and you just feed him. And you knew he was there. But, man, people had a hard time stopping him.
He was unbelievable. Man, he would get down so low, and the way he shot that, and the stick would seem to really bend, it was remarkable. All right, let's look at it this way. If you have 80, let's say 80 games a season, so three seasons, that's 240 games. So that gets him close to Gretzky's amount of games played. Close, right?
Right.
So if this point you think he's going to get to 50, if he stays healthy, he's got a chance for 50 this year. But you have to think as you get older, you would think as you're getting, he's 36 now. So now we're looking at the next three seasons, 37, 38, 39. If he, at the end of this season, if he, let's say he's 138 behind, let's say he does 25 more goals. So that, boy, he'd have to have about 40 goals a season for the next three to pass Gretzky.
I think. So let's try to use some round numbers just to make it math a little easier on us. So he's at 756 right now. He probably can pack another 25 on there. Mm-hmm. So let's just put him at 780. Mm-hmm. Okay, so 780 at the end of this season, and he needs to get to 894. So that would put him 114 away from Gretzky.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Right. So about 40, just about to get to 900, we're thinking 40 goals a game for the next three seasons.
Yeah, and if he has, and it's interesting, I was looking at his career stats, Mike. Here's the interesting thing about Ovechkin. He has gone into dips. At varying times. He started out great. His first 5 years, he only had one campaign under 50 goals. Then he goes three straight years of scoring in the 30s. Then he goes three straight years of 50 plus. Then he goes down to 33, up to 49. So he's kind of been all over. And this year he's back on a pace where it looks like he's on a bit of an uptick, but that's the interesting thing about Ovechkin is if he drops into the 30s for the next 3 years, then he has to play a fourth and maybe even a fifth season to accomplish this. And now we're putting him 40, 41. And drive and determination aside, physical health is going to come into the equation at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he plays physical. He's a guy that, you know, the wear and tear on the body. It's a lot of games, the way that he plays. Boy, I have to think. Boy, this is tough whether or not he can do it. And do you want him to? Do you think the league, I mean, time just moves on. Players' records are broken. Is it good for the league if he breaks this record? I mean, Gretzky is held on such a high pedestal in this league. Is it good? Is Ovechkin loved? Admired like Gretzky was? Would people be happy besides Capital fans to see this record broken?
I think, okay, so my opinion, first of all, is that the league 100% wants him to break the record because this generation needs that player. That epic generational player. Crosby, I mean, bless him, incredibly talented player, but man, he's battled injuries. And who knows, much like Mario Lemieux, I don't think we'll ever know what Crosby could have been. We've seen the brilliance, just like we saw from Lemieux, but his health has not held. I think looking at Ovechkin, the NHL wants this generation of fans to have someone that they can, you know, kind of catch fire about, if you will, for the game, because I think that player, right, I think they wanted that player to be McDavid, but the problem is when you're in Edmonton and you're losing all the time, the rest of the league is not as much paying attention. Kids need somebody who is the Babe Ruth of their era to look up to, if you will. I think that they're trying to make Ovechkin that guy, and he wants to be that guy. Furthermore, he's gotten much more media friendly than even when, you know, you and I, I don't know if you've really tried to ever do a sit down with this guy, but I have, you know, and it's tough. He's kind of a little, he was a little grumbly, a little curmudgeonly. We're talking about 10 years ago now, but I think he's way better than that with the media now, because he understands a little bit more of this is who he needs to be.
Interesting. You know, I think the league would want this because it's great publicity, and especially as he's if he gets there and he's getting closer and closer, boy, who isn't going to be watching every game? Becomes exciting to see if he's gonna get that record. Boy, it's still asking a lot. Trying to get 40 goals in three seasons on average. If he gets another 25 this year. That's tough at that age. That's hard. And can he continue? Can he play, you know, until he's 40? And what kind of production are you getting at that point? You know what? I'm changing my mind. He's not going to do it.
Wow.
I'm not saying I don't want it. I do. I think it'd be thrilling to be watching the games. If, you know, when he gets within five, just you can't wait to, especially at the end of a season. You're just tuning into every dime he's playing, trying to see if he scores. You'd be. It's like the Joe DiMaggio when he was on his 56 game hitting streak. You know, the whole world stopped. You know, wanting to hear if he had got that hit that day. But I think it's too much. I think his scoring is going to dry up, and he's not going to make it.
Wow. Okay. You heard it here first. Mike has changed his mind. Here's what I'm going to do, Mike. I am going to actually invoke math.
Well, now you're out of my league.
So. I'm going to try to invoke math. I don't know how well it's going to work. So let's say Ovechkin recently, before he was a 400 and in one case, he had 528 shots in the 08-09 season. He's not that player anymore, but he's a shooter. This is what he does. He shoots the puck. So let's say he does an average of 330 shots a season here, and his shooting percentage is 12.8 career, which is pretty good. So that's a goal every 25 shots. So if he needs, what do we figure, 120 goals?
After the season, right?
Okay, after the season times 25 shots, that's 3,000 shots. Oh, man, that doesn't sound good for the math. That'd take him a long time. I don't think that's going to be accurate. No, I don't. I'm trying to justify this with numbers because that's always the fun thing to do. But, okay, I'm looking at this and, man, I'm so torn right now. You know what, Mike? Here's the thing. Throughout our conversation, I'm more convinced, I think, that he's going to do it because he hasn't missed he's had some injuries, but he hasn't missed a ton of time. And even kind of looking at these, you know, these weird little half seasons we've had lately, he had 48 goals in 68 games in the 1920 season. That's insane. He almost scored 50 in that short season, that weird little bubble year. And then last year before, where we had a full season, he had 51 goals in 81 games. So, and the full seasons I'm looking at, going all the way back, even the strike-shortened year of 12-13, he played all 48 games. He has not had a significant amount of missed time, really, ever. So, I think... I think I'm going to say Ovechkin does it.
All right. All right.
It's funny how we both changed our minds in the course of this podcast.
I know. The more I thought about it, no, I don't think it's going to happen. But it sure will be fun to watch.
Absolutely.
I can't wait for that.
And you know what? I do think the league really does want it to happen just, again, for the fans of this generation and the coming generation. The young kids right now who their dads or their grandparents could take them to a game, say, watch this guy. He's one of the greatest ever of all time.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. And boy, just I hope he gets close and then we can have that thrill of seeing if he can do it or not. You're asking a lot and you're asking him to do it to break a record of an icon in the league. But boy, if he does, with everything that he has to go through, with how good the goalies are, just how tough it is to score, with the focus on him too. Because every time, you know, if you're planning your strategy, you want to stop him from scoring, especially in those power plays. And, you know, so there are all kinds of plans to get him to stop scoring. For him to continue to do it just shows how great he is.
And you know what? Here's the one other analogy I'll draw back to baseball is after the baseball strike and the labor strife and millions of fans, including me, I left. I said, that's enough baseball. I'm sick of you greedy players. But I got drawn back in by the Maguire-Sosa home run drama. Ovechkin chasing down Gretzky would do the same thing for hockey. It would draw fans who have left back to the game. They would be watching, tuning in, especially as he got close every night to see if he could do it. I think it would be good for the game.
I agree. It would be good for the game. I just don't know if at that age, if you can. And again, I've seen it happen too many times where it just dries up. You're still working as hard. You're still doing everything that you've done to produce those goals. But whatever reason, they just stop going in. And the other thing is, he's been healthy for most of his career, but that's not to say as you get closer to 40 that your body starts breaking down a little bit and maybe there's some injuries.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we haven't solved anything here, but we do know that, number one, Mike and I have flip-flop, which I don't think has ever happened on a podcast.
No.
We never, over the course of our discussion, decided to take the other side we started with.
That's right.
But that's why we do this. This is fun. So and we enjoy it. And you know what? Mike and I would love it if you'd follow the podcast. If you would subscribe, follow wherever you get your podcast, we appreciate you being here. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Callahan on air. He's at Buster the Dog 33. And of course, we are live 9 p.m. Eastern time every Sunday night with Talking Puck TV on YouTube and on Twitch. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Let us know what you think. If Ovechkin's ever going to break that record or not. We'll talk to you next time.